Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Each Wednesday night, our dog Mojo disappeared. She pawed at the door, and when I cracked it open, boom, she was gone into the darkness, faster than an old man can show you a picture of his grandchild. I had no idea the dog could move so fast. I pulled on a light jacket and slippers and set off to find her. Here, puppy. After 10 frustrating minutes, I found her behind the Turner's garbage cans, sniffing and clawing and snarfing up last Friday's chicken bones. Now I remembered, tomorrow was garbage day. I gave her a scolding while cleaning up, kept a low profile, and dropped the busted bag into a fresh one. For the next few Wednesdays, I was vigilant with her leash, but then the cycle repeated itself. Dog escape, Sherlock activity, spirited scolding, dodging windows, vigorous cleanup. But once she knew the delight concealed in those bags, there was almost no stopping her. She planned her weeks around garbage day, like a child plans winter around Christmas. Crouching on the sofa, the pup watched as neighbors brought treasure chests of goo and filth from their homes and dropped them curbside. And when Thursday morning brought the garbage man, she mourned the passing of those delicious bags as surely as a child mourns the last lick of a small ice cream cone. Funny we're surprised when a dog engages in dog-like behavior. Hey, you can't sniff that! But a dog is forever a dog, continually returning to the disgusting. Sadly, I see myself in Mojo sometimes. It was my wife that discovered the can't-miss garbage cure. The evening before and the morning of, she took a dried apricot and let the hound have a sniff. Then she opened the door. The dog quickly took care of business, then rushed back indoors, prancing wildly at the prospect of a treat she enjoyed above all others. One Wednesday, we were reading Psalm 19 just before bed. I had just tried my wife's garbage cure with great success, and a dog was at my feet, happily licking her chops. These are the words I read. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. The laws of the Lord are true, each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey them. Well, I don't know about you, but as a kid, I believed God loved me and had a horrible plan for my life. If I took His path, I knew true pleasure would never be mine. But these promises and a lifetime of living indicate precisely the opposite. Who wouldn't desire what revitalizes, offers joy, and promises great reward? As we honor and seek God and His kingdom, garbage bags on the curb become increasingly unattractive. We see the sickness they cause and find ourselves saying a more frequent no to temporary pleasures, not because we don't want pleasure, we were wired for it, but because we want true pleasure that only our Master has waiting for us when we come home. May we pursue true pleasure today, pleasure that lasts. And when you're tempted to return to the curb and start rooting through the trash, remember this. The rewards God offers are far more satisfying than anything you'll find in a garbage can. Just ask my dog. She's sitting in the kitchen now, tail wagging, eyes locked on that apricot jar. Trash bags don't even come close.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.